Happy New Month. Everyone, welcome and thank you for joining us on this first Sunday of Easter for our worship. I am thankful to Moira and Heather for their input into today's service. Before we begin our worship, let us listen to and ponder on the words of Psalm number 23 as Favor and I will read it.
The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Let us now join together to sing hymn number 15, The Lord's My Shepherd, I Will Not Want. Hymn number 15. Our prayers of adoration, confession, and supplication. Heavenly Father, our provider, our maker, and our protector. Through your goodness, we are alive and healthy enough to take this time out to worship. We praise you for all that you have given us. Thank you, Father, that your Son came to earth, lived, served, and willingly gave his life to pay the price for our sins, and that he rose again so that we may have newness of life in him. Lord God, you have shown us such great love and stretched out your arms to draw us into your embrace. Yet so often, we fail to show that love to others. Forgive our short-sightedness for the times we have failed to see your love in the generosity of friends or strangers. Forgive us for failing to notice how much you care for us. Our loving God, you know our names, you care for us. Guide us through these times of uncertainties. Comfort our troubled minds and strengthen our tired bodies. May your goodness and mercy abide with us through this time of worship and in the days ahead. We pray in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever. Amen. And I will now invite Heather to take our reading.
Our reading is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 10, reading from verse 1 to 10. Let us hear the word of God. The shepherd and his flock. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate of the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Amen, and may God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word.
May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our gospel lesson today presents a story about the Good Shepherd. This story takes place after Jesus had healed a man who was blind from birth in chapter 9. But rather than being happy about the turn of events, the Pharisees called the man in for questioning and want to find someone to blame rather than someone to celebrate. In today's reading, Jesus describes a sheepfold in some details. Jesus says that the good shepherd knows the sheep, calls them by name, and the sheep recognize the voice of the shepherd and follow where the shepherd leads. For many of us, it would be hard to name the last time we saw or interacted with a real shepherd. This means that for many within contemporary societies, the ways of a shepherd are not easily perceived. This may not be the case in Palestine. A shepherd is a real person and a real voice. And this was especially the case during the times of Jesus. And that is the beauty of John's text coming to us now on the fourth Sunday of Easter, as our country and the world still looks so strange and we are navigating on shattered territory. John asks us to meditate on something just as strange and mysterious to us, on Jesus as our shepherd. Note how when Jesus reveals himself as a shepherd, he does so in a dangerous world. He calls attention to the false shepherds, the hired hands, to the thieves and the robbers, not to mention the wolves which surround them. It is during danger that Jesus chooses to reveal himself as a shepherd, the one who came that we may have life and have it abundantly. For Jesus, this world of thieves and false shepherds was not imaginary. It was real. He was betrayed by a thief, crucified among thieves. He was sentenced to death by false shepherds and buried in a tomb. But he rose from the dead to assure us that he is the true shepherd who leads us to everlasting life. Right now, we are more aware than ever that we do not know what lies in store for us. Last Christmas, no one would have imagined our life would be the way it is now. So many things we knew have changed. But we have one thing which will never change. We have a shepherd who loves us, who cares about us. A shepherd who knows us by name, just like a good shepherd knows each and every one of the sheep in his flock. The Jesus whom we proclaim knows the agony of suffering and sickness. He endured the loneliness of death so that he could be with us in our time of trial. He is present with us today. Jesus said and still says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Though we may feel far away from the world of the shepherd, there's no place in this world where the shepherd is not close to you. For there is no square inch of life where Jesus does not say, "I am the Lord." He is close enough that he takes your hand and leads you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. As we journey through this season of uncertainties, let us find strength, comfort, and hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks be to God. Again, thank you for sharing with us in today's service. Please continue to stay safe and well, and be assured that we are in this together. We trust the Lord that he will see us through, and hopefully we'll meet again. Moira will now take the intercessory prayers, after which we'll sing our closing hymn, hymn number 81, "I to the Hills Will Lift My Eyes."
May we pray together for ourselves and for others. Let us pray. Father God, at this time of immense global crisis, in a moment in world history that we so dearly wish was not part of our life's story, to whom else should we turn but to the author of all creation? The unfolding events of 2020 could risk fracture of even the firmest faith, threatening to collapse confidence for now and for the future. Heavenly Father, the direction of the world's narrative is yours and yours alone. All our present moments and every future act you have written already. We must play our part. And what part is it that we must play in these times? You answer it all with, "Follow me." Thinking of healthcare workers operating in every field of service in the fight against COVID-19, in our community high streets, in our hospitals, in ambulances, in nursing homes, and in people's own homes. We see in them the best of humanity, in their dedication to serve all, to give their all, and even in some instances to risk all. They would not be human if they did not have doubts. Doubts about personal safety and the safety of their families. Doubts about their impact in the face of such distressing statistics. Even doubts that their own courage might fail in the midst of the intensity of the emotional turmoil of their daily work. Loving Lord Jesus, who faced doubt and who experienced such anguish and emotional agony in the garden, you desperately wanted the cup you had been poured to pass. But despite that, you followed your Father's wishes and you triumphed. What assurance then, Lord Jesus, that you understand so perfectly our individual doubts, our fears and our responses to the extreme stress of these days. You answer it all with "Follow me." And so, Lord, send out each worker with the strength of their own skills and knowledge to support them, with great courage to confront the trials that may face them, and may they be driven forwards with the deepest of love for others in their hearts. We earnestly pray for those for whom the pandemic will forevermore be bound to them by their loss. Before this crisis, we may have understood that to lose a loved one is to experience no deeper pain. But perhaps now we may understand that differently. That pain can be deeper if the loss has had distance enforced upon it. We earnestly pray for grieving families in these past months, and sadly also for those in months to come. For them we pray for peace. May they feel as never before the encompassing power of being gently, but so firmly and so lovingly held in your hands. When the time is right, may these families gain comfort from knowing that their loved ones' hands, although held by strangers, were nonetheless firmly and lovingly held. We are grateful for the many for whom healing and recovery from COVID-19 illness has been hard fought and won. We are thankful for the recuperation of our Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. Having stood at the crossroads of life and death, he has come out of his illness acknowledging the level of treatment he received, speaking emotionally of an NHS powered by love. May this be our forever prayer. May love conquer all. We offer these prayers in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you.
People of God, go now with your trust anchored in the Good Shepherd. And let us love not just in words, but in action. Love one another just as God has first loved us in Christ Jesus. And may God be at your side even in the valleys of life. May Christ Jesus be the cornerstone of your life. And may the Holy Spirit abide in you and tend you with love and mercy all the days of your life.
Amen.